Classic American Short Stories. The Lightning Rod Man by Herman Melville. What grand irregular thunder, I thought, standing on my hearthstone among the Acroceraunian hills, as the scattered bolts boomed overhead and crashed down among the valleys, every bolt followed by zigzag iridations and swift slants of sharp rain, which audibly rang like a charge of spear bolts on my low shingled roof. I suppose, though, that the mountains hereabouts break and churn up the thunder, so that it is far more glorious here than on the plain. Hark! Someone at the door. Who is this that chooses a time of thunder for making calls? And why don't he, man-fashion, use the knocker instead of making that doleful undertaker's clatter with his fist against the hollow panel? But let him in. Ah, here he comes. Good day, sir. An entire stranger. Pray, be seated. What is that strange-looking walking stick he carries? A fine thunderstorm, sir. Fine? Awful. You are wet. Stand here on the hearth before the fire. Not for worlds. The stranger still stood in the exact middle of the cottage where he had first planted himself. His singularity impelled a closer scrutiny. A lean, gloomy figure, hair dark and lank, mattedly streaked over his brow. His sunken pitfalls of eyes were ringed by indigo halos and played with an innocuous sort of lightning, the gleam without the bolt. The whole man was dripping. He stood in a puddle on the bare oak floor, his strange walking stick vertically resting at his side.